All right, it's day one of Mix 11. We're in a little secluded room, and tell me who you are and what you're doing here.
Okay, so my name is Luis Cabrera. I am the Platform Program Manager for Microsoft Surface. That means that I am responsible for the software development kit that you use to write Microsoft Surface applications.
And tell us about Surface 2.
Okay, so Surface 2 is very exciting. Actually, I have it right here.
And as you can see, there's a lot missing from the old Surface.
You see all the empty space in the bottom. That's my favorite part of the Surface. It's only about 4 inches thick, and we don't use infrared cameras anymore. In the past, we had 5 infrared cameras under the Surface.
And now you're using PixelSense. Tell us about that technology.
Exactly.
It's very cool.
We invented new technology. And what PixelSense is about is it's about using the same pixels that we use for displaying information as a way to not only transmit light, but also sense or receive light. And then so we take that light and we process it, and then it's available for applications to know what's on top of the surface.
Is that what allowed you to bring the price down, or was it other factors like component costs and things like that?
So mainly that. I don't know the specific details, but being able to use PixelSense allowed us to make it thinner and drive the cost down. In the past, it was about $15,000 for a developer machine here in the United States, and we practically cut the price of Surface in half.
Yeah.
It's going to be about $7,900.
And you're responsible for the development experience. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we just announced that we will be releasing the Microsoft Surface 2 SDK this summer. And where we put investment in the Microsoft Surface SDK this time around was about creating a more flexible platform. That means that you can take the same SDK and use it to write both Windows Touch applications and Microsoft Surface applications. So the same binary that you can use for running your application here, that's the same binary that you will use to run on, let's say, a tablet PC or any Windows 7 Touch-enabled PC, really.
And what development frameworks do you support?
Oh, that's a very good question, Larry. So we support, well, actually, we have two sets of APIs. We have what we call the core APIs, and these are really platform-agnostic APIs. So they are not tied to a particular framework, but most people use them for XNA development. We also have what we call our presentation APIs, and these are specific to Windows Presentation Foundation or WPF. And now we support WPF 4.0, and we are consistent with their touch APIs. So that's very exciting in the Surface 2 SDK.
So do people have to have a Surface 2 to be able to develop for it?
That's a great question. So actually, you don't. You can use a new tool. We call it the Microsoft Surface Input Simulator. And it will run on any Windows 7 machine. You don't have to have a touch. And what it allows you to do is to simulate touches. So you can pick like the finger tool, and then you can place and stamp several fingers on your application, for instance.
So if you have a multi-touch machine, will it support that?
Yes. So if you have a multi-touch machine and you are creating an application that only needs touch, you don't need the simulator. You can just run your application on that machine. And I want to tell you something though, which is it's very important for you when you test your applications. To test it in the real environment where it will run.
Yeah.
So even though you can develop it with the Surface Input Simulator, you should really test it with real users in the real place with the real hardware.
Sure.
So that's definitely very important, and we shouldn't forget that.
Excellent. And where can people find out more about this, and where should they watch to see when the SDK is
that's
available?
That's great. So you can go to www.surface.com, and it will be available this summer. And for now, if you are itching to get started to write a Surface application, you can use the Microsoft Surface Toolkit for Windows Touch. And we actually did a video of that last June or July.
Yeah.
So we can point people to that. And And that's a step in the right direction towards using the Surface 2 SDK.
So you had a standing room only demo little talk today. Tell us about that.
Yeah.
That
so
was pretty cool. What'd you talk about?
Yeah, so I talked about three things. I talked about, I like to talk about the why, the how, and the what. And what I mean by that is, why do we do things? Why does the Microsoft Surface team exist? And with that, we talked about natural user interfaces, what natural user interfaces are.
Mm-hmm.
Then we talked about how we solve the problems that we are seeing by creating this beautiful Microsoft Surface hardware. And then we talked about some details, just like we're talking right now, about how you can develop applications for Microsoft Surface.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage the viewers to go check the Mix presentation.
Yeah.
And it was full.
Awesome.
We had over 300 people. Some people wanted to come in, and they told them, please go check it online.
So, yeah.
So it was very exciting.
And so a developer who's thinking about NUI in their development, is there anything that you have to consider that's different from this than from developing like a Windows 7 Touch application?
That's a very good question. And you really have to define what natural user interfaces are.
Yeah.
Some people think of NUI in terms of technology. They think maybe it's touch, maybe it's Kinect,
mm-hmm.
maybe it's speech recognition, and I don't like to think of it that way. I like Bill Buxton's definition, which is really it's not that you're born with some set of experiences. It's about really understanding what the skill set of the user is, and then creating a system that applies to that user.
Yeah.
It's really an attitude towards developing software. It's about creating a system that adapts to the user as opposed to creating a system that the user has to learn.
So emphasis on the natural part.
And the people, the user, the end user, yeah.
And the other thing, I guess when you're developing for a multi-touch app on Windows 7, you don't have to consider, you know, upside down, multiple people standing on each side and that kind of thing.
Oh, that's actually a very good question that you asked, because you have to consider a lot of factors, right? You mentioned some of them. So, for instance, Surface can be both horizontal now and also in vertical deployment.
Yeah.
The experience is going to be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide a new set of APIs for you to know the capabilities of the system and the state of the system. So, for instance, you can find out if your application is running on a machine that supports tags or finger recognition or not, or if it's running vertical or horizontal. And depending on that, you want to adapt your UI to provide the best experience possible. And you have to consider the environment and the end user.
Well, thanks for showing us this today.
Thank you, Larry. It's always a pleasure.